Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes, fuck them cheap-ass cigars, fuck your yuck mouth teeth, fuck your hair, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black, nigga. Now get the fuck out, and if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
ErrorFM.com.
It was so groovy. You can't believe how groovy it was. It was just, oh, wow.
A place where groovy meets dope and far out links arms with peeps and homies in a musical dimension where everything good in life blossoms and smells really swell. The land of Error FM.
Groovy!
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Live from Pod Talker Studios, this is The Oddcast, only on RFM Live at RFM.com, with Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you've sat on a cum stainer too.
Jesse.
I look like a whore, I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
Soon we'll be drinking recycled pee.
It's not a mistake, it's RFM.
And now, here they are, The Oddcast!
Okay, guys, should I be worried that me and my girl did a porn a few years back? We did a sex tape, and I can't find the shit. Guys, should I be worried that...
What the hell?
Me and my girl did a...
Hey!
Uh-oh.
I sound sexy. I kind of like that.
Sorry.
Are you over there? See, we can't give
me and my girl.
We can't
down.
Give Rob. Fuck you, Desi.
Fuck you, Desi.
No, okay. Should I be worried that me and my girl made a sex tape a few years ago and we have no fucking idea where it's at?
Yes, because it's probably on the internet already.
That's what I'm worried about.
Somebody probably sold it.
I'm worried.
Or
like,
somebody's jerking off to it, either one, which is kind of gross.
That's what I'm saying. And like, you know when you go somewhere and like you look at somebody and you like they give you that look like, I know you, fucker, but I like don't know where I know you from? I've been getting that a lot lately. And it's kind of scary. So I'm starting to think that we're having a problem here.
Why? Continue. Oh.
No, I'm saying, are we having issues, Robert?
What? No.
We're good?
Oh, I thought you were talking. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, shit.
Attention to me.
Yeah,
oh,
don't pay attention to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, why would I look at him?
Because you like him.
No, hell fucking
you were thinking of that porno when you thought of him, too.
Fuck you.
I mean, when you looked at him.
Okay. No, but serious, I'm very worried that there's that I could be on the internet somewhere, dude. I'm seriously, like, scared that we have a sex tape out.
Oh, well, big deal.
I
it's not like they know who you are. It's
exactly,
not like, oh,
yeah.
My God, it's Dusty Angel from the Oddcast.
Thank you. Yeah, there's like three people who know who the fuck I am in this world. And what are the odds that they have it? But just the fact that, yeah, there could be some weird, creepy old guy jacking off to what me and my girl are doing.
Or it could be broken.
Well, you shouldn't let it get out there.
Oh, I don't know.
You shouldn't make them to begin with.
I know.
It's like, if you're going to make it, why are you going to make it? You're going to look at it once and never look at it again.
I know, but we treated that thing like it was a fucking diamond. When we first, like the first 6 months, year, we're like, okay, we know where that shit is at all the time. Like, I'd wake up in cold sweats. Like, where is it? Okay, it's right there. Okay. But then after a while, we just like stopped giving a fuck about it. And now it's gone. So I have no fucking idea. And you guys know I use a VCR.
Maybe it got lost in the move.
The thing is, I was looking for it last move. Like, you know, I just moved a year ago before this, and I was looking for it then, but couldn't find it. And I touched everything in my house.
Ooh, what if your son took it?
That would be the weirdest. Come on. See, Robert, you had to go there, man.
I'm just asking.
That would be, that's my, that's
that
my.
That would be so wrong that your else? Son is jacking off to his daddy and his stepmom.
Dude, that's, no, see, why
who
you
else?
I had to shove
who
it into your head
have the opportunity to do it?
Good call.
I had to put that into your head because you do it to me all the time.
That's
you put wrong
sick.
Things into my mind. I'm like, no, I don't want to think about
nasty,
that.
That's nasty, dude. No, because I couldn't, that's my ultimate worst nightmare is him finding it. That's why I need to know where this thing is, because I don't want it to be in with one of his videos, because we still use VCRs, and I don't want it to be
wait
mixed
a minute,
in.
It's on a tape?
Yeah. It's
damn,
a,
that's
this,
old. It's on a
I'm
tape.
I'm saying
recorded
I'm fucking, exactly, VCR. We're talking VCR status.
No, but is it on one of those little tiny, like, fat cassette tapes that are in the old video cameras?
I'm glad
or is
you
it?
Asked. It it started out in that one because, you know, with the old
and then
video
I burned
cameras.
It to DVD.
No, we haven't got that step yet. That's why I want to find it, because I want to get to that step and trash the other evidence. But it started out as one of the little cassettes in the video cameras that, you know, people had. And then there's this other video that you put the little cassette into.
Yeah, the VHS.
Yeah, I know. That's
right.
That's why
exactly.
I was asking.
Yeah, so it was on two things. I have the little one, but I don't know where the actual tape is that you put in the VCR. So I have no fucking clue.
You mean the shell?
I have no idea where the, because I had two of them. I had the
you
little
had
one.
Two tapes.
I had the original. Exactly. I know where the little one is. I just don't know where the big one is. So I'm just very, very fucking worried. So if anybody happens to come across me on YouPorn, XTube, RedTube,
laugh as much as you can.
No, don't
and
laugh.
And blast that motherfucker.
Don't criticize. It was cold that day.
Post it on Facebook.
Oh yeah, now there's an excuse.
Post it on Facebook.
No, there was no. Oh hell, no. We'll all get kicked off of Facebook. You don't want to see that shit.
No. Only if they tag you in it.
Oh, that would be horrible, man. So yeah, enough of my fucking horrible sexcapade. Dusty, you said you drank three Kahluas last night, and you're over here fucking...
Didn't I just tell you before the show?
What, don't say anything that you're
yes.
been farting up a storm?
Oh my God, you're such a fucking asshole.
Did I? What did I
no,
do?
No, I'm not farting up a storm, okay? And seriously,
did I say, was I not supposed to say that?
I said it before we even started the show.
That's why you
I'm
can't
pissed.
See. I told you a million times you cannot do that.
I just
that.
Said
that's
it upset cold, my stomach.
Jesus
so I've
Christ.
Had an upset stomach that's since I left Vegas.
Oh, okay.
So and that's it. Thank you for putting my information out there.
All I said was you had three Kahluas. You could have had three Kahluas sitting in your room in wherever you live.
What is the destination? I mean, the location have to do with it. That's nothing to do. You just like, have to be sitting somewhere. That didn't make any sense.
Apparently, I wasn't supposed to say something about Kahlua.
No, I just said don't talk about why I don't feel good.
Okay.
And you're like, you're farting up a storm. Well, gee, thank you for that. And not farting up a storm,
oh,
but
sorry,
I am lactose. I'll explain now.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Fucker.
Everybody wants
asshole.
To know now. Everybody wants to know.
Yes, I had three Kahluas last night. I'm lactose intolerant, so I've been sick all day. I've had an upset stomach all day.
Now, you've talked about dildos named Barney, owning dildos named Barney.
I don't care.
That
when it comes to fucking, you know, pooping and all that other bullshit, that's just like... Perfect.
All I said was you had three Kahluas.
No, and then you're like, oh, and then you say you're farting up a storm, which is like... Like your, you know, lactose. Hello, Kahlua's has milk in it. Farting up a storm.
Are you? Does the lactose? I see it personally. Like hits.
Yes,
home.
It does extremely.
Okay, I'm
do,
sorry.
Do we need to take a little intermission so you can hit him?
No.
I'm gonna slap him upside the head. He's gonna have a little handprint across his bald ass.
Desi's really upset at me for bringing up Kahlua.
No, I'm not. I kind of just don't feel that great, but I'm trying to make the best of it and continue.
You're a trooper, Desi.
Thank you.
She really looks like she wants to knock me out right now.
Wow.
I have that look.
She wants to fucking, like, if she had a knife, I would be scared of her right now.
It'd be in you. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Wow. Okay, I promise to never, ever, ever bring up the fact that you had
three
Kahluas.
So what did you do in Vegas, Desi?
I went to, what did I do? I gambled.
Besides drinking.
I learned how to play, somebody put it's okay to fart, Desi. Shut up.
Just no. Don't shart.
I know. I played craps all weekend, or whatever how you call it, all weekend with Funk, which was fun. We were up all weekend, like doing really well, up until like the last table we played. Yeah, we came back empty handed.
Are you serious?
But we still had a lot of fun, and we went to Petapalooza, which is like a big concert out there. You can bring your pets.
Uh huh.
And yeah, Train performed. Woohoo! Yeah.
Ooh.
Not really.
Train?
Yeah.
I saw Train once.
Yeah, it was okay.
Now, what song do they sing? Because I've heard the band.
They've played a bunch of different songs.
What is there one that I would know? Like
Train, Drops of Jupiter.
How does it go? Give me the melody, Rob.
Something atmosphere, blah, blah, blah. Jupiter in your face.
Drops
I don't know.
Jupiter in her hair.
Sounds like a porn. Like drops of Jupiter in her hair.
I think that's probably what it means.
Interesting. Ew. I'm going to drop some Jupiter in my girl's hair tonight.
So tell me. You know that song.
I probably do. I probably heard it.
Oh, and I saw Kayla because Kayla lives up there now. So I visited.
She lives in Vegas now?
Kayla's been living in Vegas since February.
Really, Kayla, huh?
Yeah, Tell she moved over up. There. No, she's doing good. She got her own apartment. She pays like five something a month for one bedroom, and it's
yeah,
big.
Yeah.
I know.
That's hottest.
She's working
It's like
out
188
there.
Degrees in the summer.
Most recently, Train did
Hey
Soul Sister.
Hey Soul Sister. Let's listen to this.
No, we don't want to hear it. It's crap.
Fuck all these advertisements on YouTube, man. First
people
of all.
Know who Train is, and we don't need to be reminded.
Yeah, but you don't
They're
know who Train
old.
Is. Yeah, you're probably retarded
and
like me.
And the guy's old on stage.
And
anyway, so go on.
Anyways, yeah, so I visited Kayla, so we all went out, we got drunk, played pool, gambled. Yeah, I think I just kind of walked around. I can't remember all the time. I have bad memory.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Did you go to go do something specific? Or?
Oh, well, we were supposed to go to the NAB, which is, I believe, the National Association of Broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
But it's actually not till Monday. Registration was Saturday. Thanks, Funk. no, we kind of read the. I guess you read the stuff wrong, but yeah. So it's actually tomorrow. So we didn't get to go to that, but we still had a lot of fun.
Really, really.
We took Scruff with us.
So did you take like? Because that's like I don't hear any arrested stories. I don't hear like drunk, passed out, and made out with 18 girls.
I didn't
on a pool table.
I think I was actually pretty nice this time. I just played touchy feely with Caleb, but that was about it.
Yeah, that's
you know you're
wrong.
Drunk. You just you know you touch here and there. Whatever, it's
yeah.
fine.
Until your stomach started gurgling.
I know. Now I'm sick. Oh, God. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do anything with her.
Well, tell her I said what's up. We miss Kayla. She has to come and hang out sometime.
If she ever gets back up to LA.
Swallow balloons for us.
Yeah.
It's the news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face. Really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now for the news.
All right, since we're talking about life in Los Angeles tonight, all the stories that we're going to read are pretty much dealing with the crazy people we walk around with in Los Angeles. And this was one of my favorites this week. Apparently, a fake massage parlor inspector who asked for a free rub down in cash was caught. A former police officer has pleaded not guilty to showing up at a Newport Beach, California massage parlor, saying that basically he was wearing a badge and a gun and demanded a free rub down in cash for his inspection. He got a 30-minute rub down. And once he asked for a frontal massage and $200, the manager of the Golden Spa got suspicious and called in police. And basically, they found out he was a fake person. Wow! So it took her like it took all that for her to realize he was fake. What a dumbass!
She must have been blonde.
Yeah, or nice and Asian.
What do you want me to do?
What? What? Sucky $200?
$200? Sucky, sucky?
What?
I show you a good time. Yes. Let's see. Alligator found guarding pot farm in Southern California neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good guard dog. Let's see. When police raided a pot farm in Southern California desert community, they found an unusual watchdog, a 4-foot alligator named Wally. The 55-pound American alligator was found lounging Monday night in the back of a cement mixing tub located in the back area of the house where 2,285 plants were growing.
Nice.
Said. One man was arrested and Wally was taken to an animal sanctuary. Riverside Press Enterprise reported. I'm sorry, the Oddcast reported. The marijuana was valued at $1.5
million. Ooh. And they had a small little ass alligator protecting that shit.
Yep.
You know why that's not a good guard dog?
Why is that?
Because it can't warn anybody that it's there.
True that.
And you're just going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Not a smart move. Let alone a 4-foot little ass alligator. I think the guy was just high. Like, he said, fuck it.
Let me go buy an alligator.
Fuck it. We'll just leave the alligator here, man. Fuck it, dog.
Let's see. Let me finish my story.
Go ahead.
The raid happened after anonymous tips were given to the police about a possible drug dealing operation at this suburban tract home.
Uh-huh.
Police visited the home and discovered the marijuana, then returned with a search warrant. Resident John, Donna, 29, was arrested on suspicion of possession of concentrate cannabis and cultivation of marijuana for sale, which means he had concentrates and everything.
Ooh,
he had more than just weed.
Oh, yeah. Really? Nice. See, only somebody who works in a dispensary would know that.
I know.
Oh, God. Why do I always get these kind of stories, Dusty?
What do you mean?
According to a new study, Americans have small penises.
What?
What? Yeah. I hear some awful news from Americans. We have smaller than average size penises. And even Canadians report bigger dongs.
No, not the Canadians, dog. That's no, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's fucking embarrassing.
A study was released, and according to the numbers, the 5.1 inches reported by American men is well short compared when compared to global standards. Canadians reported an average of 5.5 inches, while Mexicans come up big at 6.2.
Heyo, Rob, Rob and Alejandro in the mix.
Brits say theirs are 5.5 inches, while Frenchmen must be very proud of their 6.3-inch monsieurs.
What? Frenchmen, huh?
And for the record, the biggest penises were reported in Congo.
I knew it. I think I have Congo in me.
With an average of 7.9 inches.
That's about, yep. I'm half Congo in.
And Ecuador, with an average of 6.8 inches.
Damn, that's a big... jump down.
Colombia, Ghana, and Venezuela all said theirs were 6.7, with an average of 6.5. The smallest penis sizes were the 3.8 inches reported
wow, that's
some Asian
South
country.
Korea.
I knew it.
Thailand, Cambodia, and India all reported 4 inches. Taiwan and the Philippines were at 4.2. While Sri Lanka, Japan, and China all said theirs were 4.3 inches.
Wow, that's little, dude. Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Asian guys, but that really sucks for you guys, dude. I don't know what that feeling is, but it has to be a horrible, horrible feeling, dude. Doug Whitey says, size only counts when you're on the job. Whitey, I don't know, man.
It's not the size. It's the motion of the ocean.
No, any guy who has said that has let down many a women.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so.
I can use my tongue.
Oh, no.
But these findings are very stereotypical, aren't they?
Well, it makes sense. I mean, black guys have been known, and Latinos have been on top of the hierarchy of the penis castle, must I say, or the, what's that, you know? But yeah, Asians, we kind of always figured they've had small ones, right?
I mean, but these are actual scientific findings. It's like,
think about the scientists who study this. Now. They got to go to penises. Like, they got to study like a like 20,000 penises in China, 20,000 here. They have to like go around and just, you'd probably like that, Rob.
Where'd you get that job?
You like that. Look, Rob just had a gleam in his eye like, where do I get that job?
Where do really? I apply?
Really? Where do I apply?
I know, you fucking bastard. He's going to type.
Hey, if there was
Rob, stop typing that shit
up. If there was a vagina measurer, you'd be signing up for that shit.
I'd be there, dog. Bright and early.
See?
I'd be the greatest employee.
See?
Greatest employee.
I'm glad we don't have to worry about sizes down there. Well, my clit's bigger than yours.
Well, you do have to worry about the way it looks, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Gotta do that. Keep it pretty, ladies.
No, I mean, not just being pretty. I mean, just like, aren't some of them like deformed?
Well, some girls
got some like shit that looks like pastrami. You know what I mean?
They do.
Yeah, that would be like not good, right?
Not
sometimes
good.
It's like, where is it? What happened down there? Are you okay?
You wouldn't want your stuff to look like that.
It's weird. You?
You
have girls who have big ass meaty vaginas that look like pastrami, and then you have girls who look like they have two assholes right there. Just boom.
Two holes.
Pussy so tight that it looks like an asshole. You know what I'm saying? I like those. All right, let's see. On to the next story. Apparently, a phone recording has been released of Lindsay Lohan hitting a rehab staff worker. I like that. A phone recording has been released of Lindsay Lohan being asked to pack her bags and leave the Betty Ford Center after the actress hit a staff member during a December argument. The six-minute call started with a chaotic exchange between Lohan and a worker, Don Holland. Basically, they're arguing over control of the phone, and Holland told the dispatcher she wanted to press charges. I have a problem because Lindsay Lohan pushed me and hit me with the phone while I was trying to talk to you, Holland said on the recording. Lohan was nearing the end of a three-month court rehab stint at the center. She basically failed a drug screening and basically not a good look for Lindsay. Not a good look at all.
Isn't that story old? I heard about that a long time ago.
No, you know what? It came out in December, but the actual tape was just released.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, this actually happened in December.
I've been following her on Twitter. I'm a Twitter freak
you
now.
Follow her,
oh, yeah, I'm tweeting right now. I just said something about Americans having
tweaking.
Small penises on Twitter.
You're
I'm tweeting everything that we're talking about. So if you see me on my phone, like everybody else on TV, like Jillian Barberine on Good Day LA, she's sitting there reading a magazine and tweeting.
Really?
But she's reporting
on
the news. Yeah.
So you're on top of your Lindsay, huh?
I have to catch up with, you know, the times. I connected my Twitter and Facebook together. Good so. Call.
So what do you feel about the Libyan conflict?
What does that have to do with anything? I know about it, but I'm talking about Lindsay Lohan here on Twitter.
I know. I just want to make sure you got your priorities
I think they should just bomb that motherfucker and kill him already.
There you go.
That's what I think.
Good call. See? Listen, easy, easy.
I'm sorry. I'm very angry tonight. I just don't feel good.
You need
anyways.
Some, you need some dick or pussy.
Either one. Yeah, it's been a while. Let's see. California woman forges doctor's note to judge.
Nice.
Prosecutors say a California woman is facing jail time for forging prescription presented the judge with a note from her doctor that was also a fake. It says Michelle 40 tried to delay her sentencing on a 3 felony counts involving forged prescriptions and fraudulent checks, but the letter from her doctor she used to report her request was allegedly forged as well. The St. Louis Tribune reported. The Oddcast reported. Deputy San. Whatever. Let's see. Where are we? Whatever. Pretty much, she fucking forged fucking notes and she got caught. Basically, she got. She was in trouble for forging, you know, to begin with. And she goes to the judge to give him a forged note from her doctor.
Yeah, it's like the guy who shows up drunk to.
That's pretty much what
the DUI setting. Way to wrap it up in a nutshell there, Deb.
I read it. I just was like, whatever. You don't need to know all those little statistics and who said and he said and she
yeah,
said.
Yeah, all that important stuff is relevant.
Yeah, we don't need no details. Fuck that. Podcast reporting here.
Dusty Angel here.
So, do you specifically like look up stuff in regards to the gay nature?
Nah, you know what? I just think it's kismet or whatever that word is. It always has to go to you, man.
Nude man arrested for running naked down an L.A. freeway.
Yeah.
Driving down the often congested 405 freeway in Los Angeles, you expect to see the motorists using their flashers. More rare, however, is a flasher acting like a motorist.
Heyo.
Police in Los Angeles say they have detained a man who was photographed running naked alongside traffic on the 405 North on Tuesday morning. The suspect, clothed only in black socks, jogged down the highway and tried to talk with drivers who slowed down. Investigators told KTLA.com, after exiting the 405, the man, whose name has not been released, attempted to attack a woman.
What?
With his penis.
Officers cuffed the man and took him into custody for indecent exposure. He is being held for a psychiatric evaluation.
Oh, surprise.
We got reports of a naked man running in the streets and detained him, a police source told the paper. If he's taken for a 5150, which is a 72-hour psychiatric hold, there's not much I can tell you about him.
Wow.
He was probably on LSD or something.
Yeah,
PCP.
He was on something. Yep, yep.
Maybe he was just like a hippie or something.
Yep, yep. I'll never forget a story my uncle told me about a guy who was on PCP, and she said that they left him. They were all partying one night, and she left him in a parking lot, and he just started walking around in a circle, and they came back in the morning because they were looking for him, and he was still in the same spot just walking around in a circle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
that's crazy.
That's a fucked up drug.
But this
people.
Guy could have lost a bet.
Yeah, something, right?
Maybe he's
drinking.
Like, maybe he's a college dude. Like, hey,
maybe
bro,
he's
I could fucking
dumb.
Dare to do
dude,
this
I could
shit.
Fucking do it, bro. Oh, I could fucking
dude,
do it,
dude, bro, bro.
Look, I'll give you $20 and some Bud Light.
I think only a dumb boy would do that.
Yeah, you're never going to see a fucking woman.
We have more common sense than that. We're like, what the fuck? No. What's wrong with you? A guy's like, I could prove you wrong,
I'll
bitch.
I'll give you $5,000. I'll go.
Oh, hell yeah.
There you go.
Where do you want me to stand?
Oh, shit. On that note.
Oh, God. Thank God. This has been the news.
Okay, so with all this press that these fucking two dickhead Giants fans gave Los Angeles, for anybody who's been under a fucking rock for the last week, basically about a week ago, two Giants fans beat the shit out of two Dodger fans in quotations, beat the shit out of a Giants fan. Left him, you know, basically head split open. He's in a coma. The guy has two kids. And it just gave a really, really bad fucking look to L.A. And my cousin from Indiana, who loves the show, by the way, what's up, Ralphie, said He said, I heard that they're beating up people in L.A. for wearing the wrong jersey. And this being from Indiana, like small town Indiana.
Like, it sounds like going to Compton.
Yeah, it's like weird, right? Like the perception that people must get, and they're 2,000 miles away. And I could just imagine what the media is saying, or they're catching just the tail end of a news story. But it must sound like L.A. is filled with a bunch of fucking just crazy people just walking around, just killing each other, and it's a battle zone.
Well, duh, look at us. We're crazy.
Yeah, we're not a good
example.
We're
not killing anybody.
Kids, no,
hey,
we're not.
If it wasn't illegal, a lot of people would be dead right now.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
True. No, hey, you're not. Probably not. Like me. I'm not. Like me, because, you know, for bringing up the
Dusty,
the
we
wouldn't have
had an Oddcast.
I would be dead, dude. I'd be done. Tonight, Dusty would have... Pew.
I would have pepper sprayed him and took him down.
Rape! No shit. Uh-oh. No, just playing. No, but... So I wanted to like kind of talk about the good things in LA, because obviously everybody wants to come to LA. We live in, if we left our house now, in an hour we could either be chilling on a beach somewhere, or we can, you know, be in the fucking mountains skiing. I mean,
yeah,
we really live in a great place, dude. And just the fact that these two dickheads gave our town a bad name, I want to talk about the good shit about LA. We could talk about all the other.
Yeah, we don't have to wear certain colors or anything over here, jersey.
Yeah, no.
Because if we were red or blue in L.A., we're going to get beat up.
Yeah, sadly.
Although technically in certain parts of L.A., yes, you will, Compton.
Oh, you'll get fucked up.
My friend got a, she was a greaser, okay, straight out greaser. She had a red bandana in her back pocket on the bus, okay, and she's a greaser.
Uh-huh.
These black chicks start fucking with her, like... Why you got red for on? Da, 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 da. She's looking at him like, are you serious? I'm not even gang like affiliated, you know?
What's a Crip? What's a Crip?
Yeah, you know, I mean, she knew why, but it was just stupid, you know? It made them look really ignorant. It made Los Angeles look bad. Like, you know.
Basically, don't go to Compton.
That's about it. Compton,
or
Watts.
South Central.
All the
Skid Row.
All the cities you hear in rap songs, just avoid those.
Or certain parts of downtown.
Yeah, just avoid those. Certain parts of Long Beach.
Or certain parts of Hollywood.
See, sadly...
Just avoid LA altogether, you know? Someone's going to make a map and put, like, green points to where it's safe in LA and red points to where it's bad.
I bet you if we look that up, there, that's on right now. I bet that is. I bet that is, dude.
For people from Utah or Iowa.
Yeah, exactly.
Check this map out before you come into LA.
Yeah.
That would be not nice, though.
I bet you that service is around. It has to be, dude. It has to be.
Hey, but every state has to have their own LA.
Yeah. Oh, dude. There are places. Detroit. There's other places I would not want
to
be in,
go to Oakland.
Dude. No, fuck that.
I heard Oakland's really bad.
Thank you. Yeah, no. Detroit, Oakland, New Orleans. Fuck all that. I love being, and just like you guys said, in 2 minutes you could drive through a nice area and the most ghettoest part, you know, of L.A. That's the scary part. But if you just keep driving, nobody's going to fuck with you. And that's the great part about Los Angeles.
When you get out of your car or leave your doors unlocked or a window down.
They'll steal shit.
Or your cell phone
inside
your car.
Your shit will get stolen.
You know, you have to know.
Stop dressing like tourists.
Yes, because you can tell from a mile
away. Shorts, high socks, and a camera does not, and a visor, no.
And don't have that, and don't be taking pictures of everything like you've never seen it before, because that's obvious.
And get a smaller camera. Yeah. Do not carry a big SLR camera. For those of you that have them, know what they are.
Yeah, so if you're going to walk around with a gigantic, expensive camera around your neck in L.A.,
you're asking for it.
You're asking for
I'll
it.
I'll go back in 2 minutes, you can be in the hood, and
just
it will
like,
get snagged.
Just like how people tell you when you go to Jamaica or... Tahiti or all those places, you know, they got scams going on over there and shit.
Wear a pouch on the side and keep all your money there.
No, you don't want to wear a pouch.
I'm just joking. No, I'm not. No, you don't want to fucking do that. That will get you jumped quicker than anything, dude. Okay?
Do not do that.
I did a Hulk Hogan right now. You didn't hear me. I said, brother.
Hey, brothers.
You got to wear a pouch like me. No one will fuck with you. No one will fuck with you if you're Hulk Hogan.
That's true, yeah. 300 pounds of fucking muscle and wrinkles.
Well, steroids and a little tiny penis.
I will
and
not fuck with that.
Orange tan and ew.
But, I mean, sadly, we live around a higher number of dickheads than I would say the average city. New York, Chicago, LA, I think we have a high amount of assholes, and it makes the whole city look bad. But I think 9 out of 10 people in LA are good. I really... You know what I'm saying? I really think that's the case. And certain things that you will never see, like, you won't see in Iowa, or you won't see, I mean, like things like the Lowrider, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh God.
Yes, dude. The fucking...
Unfortunately, that is associated with LA.
It is in a major way, dude.
I saw a dude get pulled over in a Lowrider actually on my way here. I just see a cop, like, the cop was on the opposite street and just busts a bitch and, like, pulls him over and everything. I'm like, it's like, if you're going to drive that car, it's a gigantic target for cops.
It is, definitely.
It's like you're asking to get pulled over.
Yeah.
You're asking for it. I hear I go in my Taurus, little girl in the car.
Yeah.
There's some dude with a bald head,
yeah,
fucking raised fucking car with little tiny rims. Because, you know, it's all low-ridered out.
He gets pulled over. Meanwhile, you have the pounds of drugs on you.
Meanwhile, I'm driving with marijuana in my pocket.
Aren't they, like, illegal? The hydraulic system?
Yeah. You can't bounce down the street, and they will... You basically will... It's a big ticket, yeah. So I don't know why, you know, people... fuck with them. That's why you just go to a bunch of shows or they just park them in a parking lot and just bounce that shit.
I just think it's really stupid though. It's like you're gonna put all this money into a car so you can make it jump higher than another car, which cars aren't supposed to do. They're not supposed to jump.
No.
And all you're doing is shaking all your engine and blah blah breaking it more. Oh, but hey, you won because you're cool because your car is higher than mine. It's stupid. It's fucking stupid, you idiot.
So knock that shit off.
Get a better hobby. Get a real job.
I wouldn't be the one to buy one and roll around in one, but I just like watching them. I like getting high and watching a fucking car bounce up and down.
Yeah,
like
you
want to
watch someone else break their car?
Yeah, yeah,
you
not me.
Invest all
no,
your
not
money
me.
To
no,
watch
no, don't fuck with my car, please, please. I'll keep mine all on the ground, please.
Yeah,
but no, I don't. Yeah, watching it and just that is the symbol. You see it in a movie, you know. Okay, they have to be in L.A. because. New York, they're not rolling, you know, Impalas, 64 Impalas down.
It's like the faster the faster you break your car, the faster you're, the more cooler you are. You know.
Fuck, I gotta spend $5,000, but I won a trophy.
Hey, but my car went higher. All the ladies love me. Gangsta.
You know, I wish the that misconception about movie stars walking around L.A. I wish
so
that was true.
Oh yeah,
I had
that
we
would
had
be nice.
What cousins or second cousins or something
yeah.
who were from another state or I don't know. They were just not from LA. They literally thought because we lived next to Hollywood that we lived next door or just like would see like, hey Brad Pitt, how you doing? How the children doing, Angie?
Exactly.
You know?
No, we are in a different part of Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen.
And they hide from us.
Yes.
Because we're in LA.
No, my cousin Ralphie, once again, shout out. This was a long time ago, but when I went out to Indiana, I told him I lived in Long Beach. And he said, do you see Snoop Dogg? I mean, that's just the perception, yes, that people have.
Yeah,
that
well, if there's a certain smoke shop in Long Beach that Snoop Dogg actually, you know,
you know what you just made. You just made.
That he actually promotes for in Gem Magazine. So, you know, you could possibly meet
honestly,
him there.
Honestly, yeah. I don't think he goes there himself.
Yeah, he sends his boys
I'm just
to do
saying.
That. He sends his boys to do that.
Hey, but if you walk around Beverly Hills or something long enough, you will run into one.
Long enough, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're going to. Honestly,
and it is kind of cool. It is kind of cool.
If I was a dog, I could buy enough weed so that I didn't have to go there very often.
Yeah.
Or this is what you do. You get a fucking Twitter account and you follow those fucking celebrities and you'll know where they're at 24/7 because I know where all of them are at right now.
Where's Lindsay Lohan at right now?
I don't know, but she's trying to find a restaurant for a friend in San Francisco.
Damn, wow.
Yeah, I just read that.
Wow.
What's Brittany doing?
I don't know. I haven't checked my Twitter on her yet. But I've been watching. Oh, and they've been blasting the Chloe and Lamar fucking E! Show coming out. Ryan Seacrest and Kim and all of them are just going blah, 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 blah. Oh, I can't wait to check out the show. And it's just been ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm stuck on it. Retarded.
But that is kind of cool that you can go somewhere and see like a movie being filmed. You're like, oh, okay, cool. Terminator 8 is being filmed over there or something like that.
You'd be lucky if you actually got to see anything.
Yeah, you don't really know. All the actors are hiding. Once again, like Desi said, they're fucking hiding.
Well, yeah, you go through drive through Beverly Hills and you see, oh look, this is where so and so lives. Like you know, those people that go on those buses, those star buses. You're paying to see the front of a bunch of houses, you idiot. You could drive there yourself
because exactly.
You're not going to see them. They're going to show you their front gate, and then you have a mile to go until you get to their house, and their house is gigantic with 50 million rooms. Who knows which one they're in?
Yeah. Just, this is where they live. Oh my God. But to some people, that's just so
fucking
amazing.
Only 6 months out of the year, though.
Yeah, exactly. He's in Tahiti right now.
Here's trying, a house that they own.
Trying to avoid you people. But one thing I do like about LA is you can literally knock on four different doors and get four different ethnicities.
Yeah.
Mexican, probably. Mexican, Mexican, and Mexican. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking. No, but like Mexican, Asian,
Not the Mexican door and you got like 15 people behind you.
Oh, yeah. No,
because we all live in groups.
That's why the census is bullshit. There's not 3 million motherfuckers in Los Angeles. There's about 8 million, but 5 million of those motherfuckers are living in the backyard. So.
And they're not reporting it because they don't want to get deported.
Exactly. No, don't say nothing.
Oh, no, I don't live here.
Don't say nothing, okay? Nothing, okay? No, but just the diversity and it's beautiful people. Like, you see some of the beautiful fucking, you can see the prettiest girl working at Subway. You know
or
what I'm
the
saying?
Fakest looking girl.
Either
because
way.
They're all gonna try, they're all, most girls in LA are trying to have that Hollywood look.
I don't know.
They're going for that.
For
know.
The ones that aren't, they are just fucking, you can see natural beauty. Girls who just wake up in the morning and not put a lick of makeup on, but they look better than Salma Hayek or better than anybody who we see on TV and the 50 beautifulest people in Time magazine. They're walking around Los
Angeles.
They're
only beautiful because they got cameras, Photoshop, and makeup. makeup artists.
See, nah, you know there's some hot ass women in LA.
Yeah, there, of course.
Come on now.
No, I know.
We have the hottest fucking women in the world. I've been around the world. Many people have been around the world, and they say Los Angeles has the hottest women.
All my girlfriends are pretty hot, so.
Yeah, see, and I've seen most of them, and I can attest to that.
I don't roll with ugly fat chicks.
except for. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, who? No, I don't.
You keep them, under 111. Like, I don't think any of your friends weigh over 110.
Nope.
That's good, Desi. See, that's why you gotta hang out. See, and I don't know why people think I'm the one that gets all the girls. Like, there's some myth out there in Oddcast land that I'm the pimp that rolls with all these girls.
No, you used to be a whore. You have Denise now.
Yeah, I used to be a whore, definitely. But it was always like Desi. When it comes to the Oddcast, Desi has the bitches.
Well, that's because you're living
vicariously as a lesbian through
her. I am. I'm a secret lesbian living through you, Desi.
And I've been grandma status lately. I've been working and just busy. I haven't gone out with anybody. I feel like old. I think I should. I mean, I've had fun here and there with girls, but I haven't done anything necessarily. You know? Oh, my God. I'm so lonely. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Roan.
No, I like being single. I like, to do what I want when I want, and especially, to be with whoever I want.
Especially out here, dude.
Especially out in L.A.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, if you're going
to be
single,
it's hard to
be
single in L.A.
It's hard
many
to be,
options.
No, it's hard to be in a relationship in L.A., okay?
I meant to say relationship. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know what you meant. Yeah, no, it's hard to be in a relationship. That's why get it out of your system, dude. If you live in LA, get it all out of your system.
Fuck all those whores on every corner.
All those sluts. Fuck everybody. Because for the rest of your life, living in this city, you're going to see hot women pass you. And you got to, make sure you're cool with that. See, I personally have done a lot of shit, as everybody here knows. So I can safely walk down the street and say, yeah, whatever. She's hot. But
I've had that time.
I'm going home
and
I'm banging my girl tonight, So it's like, get it out of your system, people. LA is a hard city to have a relationship in.
I liked your post earlier, by the way.
What's that?
You know it's a good night when she wakes up and says,
"Where are my panties?"
Or
I gotta go to the truck. I think I left my panties in there.
Yes. Oh, yes, dude. Yeah. We had a good sex session last night. I'm not even going to lie, dude.
Horrible when you can't find them. You're like, what did I do last night? Holy shit.
And to her credit, she knew exactly where they were because she took them off.
I threw him in that direction. Sometimes that's happening. You're like, I could have sworn I threw him over there. Yeah. Where are they? And you're looking everywhere and you can't find him. And you're like, I can't leave him here.
Oh, yeah. When we moved, we found about 8 pair of panties behind. That's where they were. I've been looking for these. We found a bunch of fucking panties, dude. A bunch. So,
like, why even wear them?
I swear that was a topic today. I said, why? You know what? Might as well not even wear them. If you're going to lose them halfway through the night.
Wasting your underwear.
Once again, that's why I don't need them.
Just wasting money.
But one other reason, and I was talking to my friend Alejandro about this earlier, that now millions of retards around the world are gangbanging. Literally. What? They're gangbanging because of what they've seen in Los Angeles culture. Movies like Colors and Boys in the Hood and things like this have spawned. I mean, there's people gangbanging in Alabama, and there's literally people gangbanging and claiming Crips and Bloods in London and shit like that.
Oh my God.
Dude, London.
Really, seriously, guys. You guys don't know.
You big Crip, boy.
Exactly.
What's going on over there?
Their gang has streets that are from Compton and from like Piru Street and shit like that.
They've been listening to Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. That's exactly. You guys are fucking retarded.
Go bust a cop in your ass.
Exactly.
And your ass.
Thank you. All their gangs started around the times when famous movies like Colors and Boys in the Hood and things like that came out. And now it's spawned like some of these cities like that used to be. And this is so true that some of these, a lot of people moved from LA to like Idaho and Iowa and Wisconsin.
Boring.
For drugs. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, because the drug market, you could sell an ounce of coke for whatever in LA, but if you go to Wisconsin,
where it's scarce,
exactly, it's like triple, quadruple the price. So a lot of people were moving out to these crazy ass whack cities and starting the whole gang culture that they started in LA.
That's terrible.
So it's not, yeah, it's not good. I feel like I'm a gang teacher. Oh shit. Yeah. No, I just watch a lot of gang documentaries.
Well, we got
ladies
a lot of
gentlemen.
A lot of main gangs out here too. You got Fudencia.
Yeah, Crips.
You got
Plus,
Crips.
18th
you got Blood. You got 18th. You got Playboys. You got
18th Street is another one. They're in places like Virginia and fucking Texas. And 18th Street is spawned out all across the fucking continent now. At literally continent, down to Mexico, down to El Salvador, and these motherfuckers started in Los Angeles.
Terrible.
You ever wonder what they think? It's like, yeah, I want to live a life of crime.
Let me paint 18 on my face and maybe.
Yeah, I want to make myself a gigantic target for the other gangs, and so I can never get an actual job. Yeah. Look like a lowlife for the rest of my life.
There you go.
But I'm fighting for dirt.
That's it. Literally.
You're fighting for turf that doesn't even belong to you.
There you go. It belongs
in
to
LA.
The white man. And that's sad.
And
that's
you're killing
sad.
Each other, and you're doing all these drugs. It's just stupid.
Look at Desi. Is very like she's. I could picture her on like AM radio now.
She's passionate.
She's in her AM tonight. She's in her AM radio phase tonight. Like, are you Republican now?
No, hell no. Fuck with her. Hey, did you hear that Donald Trump wants to run for president?
I heard something like that.
No, he's running for president in 2012.
For real?
Sadly, is he a
pro? It's like he's probably bored. Well, I own this. I have a casino here. I have this. I have that.
I'll vote for him. I'd vote for him.
No, but
Donald Trump cannot be president.
And you know who's going to host the election? Ryan Seacrest. No, I'm just kidding.
No, hell no, dude.
No, but it's going to come down to that eventually.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's really stupid.
Oh,
any celebrity with lots of money can run for president?
Yeah, Hollywood is like
and you know
over.
The stupid people of America will just vote for him just because it's Donald Trump.
Don't vote for him. He's a Republican. He's already rich. It's not like he's going to use his money to save America.
Just like we voted for the Terminator.
And Jesse Ventura.
Thank you. A wrestler and a fucking action movie star.
Oh, God. Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Thank you,
Watch
dude.
Britney's going to be next. It's Britney, bitch.
We're going to see more
Britney
of this
bitch
shit.
In the
We're
going to
see more
house.
Of this shit. And it started in right here in Hollywood. And a lot of people, like you said earlier, Rob, had this glimpse that Hollywood.
You know, Wyclef Jean? He's running for
president. He wanted to run for president of
president
Haiti.
President of Haiti,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah, he got death threats, everything because of that dude. Wyclef Jean from the
Fugees.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, yeah, no. And
they have too much money and too much time on their hands. They're just bored. They don't know what to do with it anymore.
Yep, exactly.
What would you do if you're a billionaire? You've already spent, you've done everything
I'm
possible.
I'm going to run for mayor.
I think I want to run a country now. No, dude.
No. Yeah. Why would you want to do that, though?
Not good, dude.
You got the money. Just relax.
Not good. But like you said earlier, Rob, people have this vision that Hollywood is this great fucking city with golden sidewalks and shit like that. And like our friend Michael Show put on Facebook earlier, he said, Hollywood smells like piss, and it's not
and
what
my piss
people
is
picture.
There.
I have pissed it. Thank you. I bet everyone in this room has pissed in Hollywood on a Hollywood street.
I have pissed on Orange and Hollywood.
Nice.
And Hollywood and Highland. And in that parking garage on Hollywood and Orange that you pay to get into before you go into the Clockwork Orange.
Nice.
Yes, I've popped the squad in there quite a few times.
Nice, Desi. Yeah, I've dropped my girl off a couple of times in that general area. And that's why when you get off that 101, when you exit and you see, oh, Hollywood, and you exit the 101, that stench that you smell right away, that's bum and fucking drunk piss. It's exactly what it
Cow
is.
Cow pie.
That's what you get when you come to L.A., ladies and gentlemen. Yummy.
And then you walk around Hollywood, you see all these drunk people. And
hey, wait, we're supposed to be talking about the good things about L.A.
I know. We can't find any.
You know what? Fuck. This is where it took us. This is where it fucking took us, dude.
Well, we're sorry.
What about, like, Griffith Park and all the museums?
Don't go there at night.
Don't go there at night. You'll get shanked by a couple Mexicans and a black dude.
Or hit up for sex.
Yeah. Well, you probably... Is that where you go, Rob?
No, I just heard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard.
See, we have the Hollywood sign. We have Dodger Stadium. Don't go to there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Angel don't go there. Stadium. Don't go there wearing a non-Dodger jersey.
Fuck, shit. Where can you go?
Because Dodgers.
The Queen Mary.
Yes, we got the Queen Mary.
Yeah, meh.
What else do we have?
That's nice.
See, it's so observatory, right? That's in Griffin Park, right?
The zoo. Ooh.
Oh, we got the zoo.
Oh, the zoo.
Whoa.
We have animals.
Yeah. We're cool.
The aquarium in Long Beach.
Hey, we got the Kodak Theater in Hollywood.
Kodak Theater.
Whoop-de-fuck. There is not shit in this.
We have
city.
Beverly Hills, which sucks to drive in.
Yeah. We have high taxes and expensive gas and expensive
rent. Oh, my
rent.
God. Vegas gas, the cheapest I saw, $3.70.
Oh. Oh,
I came over here to get gas, $4.09. I was pissed.
Yes.
And on the radio, I'm hearing, oh, lately it's the gas has gone up 19 cents this past week. Oh, great. I left for a few days and it went higher.
And not to mention, you got to pay $1,500 of rent for a fucking 800 square foot little fucking apartment.
And my friend's paying five something a month for a one bedroom big apartment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's making, yes, and she's making the same minimum wage is the same, I think.
Well, let's move out to Vegas.
Fuck. But see, that's the thing. We pay because, like
LA.
We said
well,
before.
Well, there are bad parts in Vegas, too.
Yeah, no, but see, we're close to the beach. Once again, that's a big, the ocean. True. I mean, the mountains. We can go to the desert. I mean, we're literally an hour away from each fucking ecosystem.
That's true.
I think that's what we're paying for, literally, right? Because I couldn't live in, like, Idaho or Ohio.
Yeah, when I was out there and I was thinking that she lived there, I was like, I could never live out here, like,
yeah.
ever. Like,
yeah,
what
yeah,
the
yeah.
fuck do you do out here besides gamble, be a whore, work at a casino,
or do drugs? Seriously.
It's like, that's all everyone's out there doing.
Yep.
You know, and if I was out there, I'd be fucking gambling every day or partying or something stupid, or I'd be sitting in a house bored out of my mind.
Out of my fucking mind.
You know, there's
dude.
Like nothing to do. It's hot as fuck or it's cold as hell.
And that's one thing that's great about LA is there's always something to do, guys.
And you can see Vegas all around you. You see, like, houses, nothing, mountain, nothing, Vegas, strip, nothing. It's like boring. Yeah. Oh, there goes some whores. It's so funny how prostitution's practically legal there.
Oh, man.
It's like you have advertisements.
It should be
girls,
so
girls,
legal.
Girls. And it's like, ew.
It should be so legal, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't do that in
Seriously,
LA.
Seriously, right? I mean, why is that so prehistoric to us, dude? That should be. Shouldn't we be able to buy pussy if we wanted it? If it's controlled? Like, we buy weed. We're so liberal with weed, but when it comes to pussy, we're conservative.
I mean, if they
Jesus.
Made it to, like, a big old business, you know, where it was an actual corporation and actually had clean girls that weren't, like, drugged out or have diseases.
Right, right.
Maybe you could do it that way.
Right.
It's called an escort service.
Yeah.
Craigslist. Or Craigslist. But, you know, you get these crack whores on the corners. You know, if it was legal...
You're just retarded if you go sleep with a crack whore.
Yeah.
If you're sleeping with a crack whore, you deserve to be sleeping with a crack whore.
There
you're,
you go.
You're desperate.
There you go.
And it's
no,
cheap.
That's just too much. No. They can't be any kind of desperate to sleep with a fucking crack whore.
There's
there
a lot
go.
Of ugly people out there that are
well,
horny.
That's what I'm saying. If you're sleeping with a crack whore, you deserve to be sleeping with a crack whore.
You probably do. You probably do.
But what
sadly.
I'm saying, if it was legal over here, I'm pretty sure all the women would just be crack whores. All the crack whores would just be out there doing it.
God, isn't LA so great? Damn.
Well, don't they do crack and then they become whores
see,
to get the crack?
That's sad. You can't.
See, I don't know how Vegas has never met any of those whores. I mean, from their pictures, they look okay, but who knows what they look like in person? I doubt you're getting that 18-year-old.
No, you're not.
Freshly 18.
The little Asian
nasty
girl.
Nasty men.
No. See, how do we? How can't we go 45 minutes talking about LA without talking about crack? What does crack have to come up?
Crack is whack, man.
Crack is whack, dude.
Hey.
Can you make a rap?
Dude, crack's whack, bro. That's all I got.
That was
hey, it's not what Bobby Brown
that
says.
Was
he
fucking
says
horrible.
The shit.
Oh, no, Bobby
says,
Brown
loves
that shit.
You don't know what you're
missing
out on.
Bobby Brown and Rick James love that shit.
Wait, who else got caught smoking crack? Some, like, mayor dude now or some.
Oh, yeah. No, Mary Berry from Washington, D.C. got caught.
Really?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
crack?
Along, yeah, that was an old, like 92 or something like that. He got caught just... Hell yeah. He was running the town, dude. See? And that's why, I don't know, if you're going to run and control a city or a state or, God forbid, a fucking country, I think they need to look more into your fucking background and they need to give you some sort of, like, psychological. There has to be something going on because think about our history. We've had some pretty fucked up people in our office, dude. Seriously. George Bush.
Yeah.
Crazy
George
motherfucker.
Bush again.
Both of them.
Motherfucker. Both of them. Fuck both of them. The Terminator. Jesus, who the fuck is going to vote for the Terminator?
Well, look what happened in the city of Bell. You know, you put a bunch of people who live there in the city of Bell in power, and they fucking robbed the city blind. I mean, the city already looks like shit to begin with.
Exactly.
And you're taking millions.
It looks like fucking crap.
And then they go and put more Mexicans in charge. Yeah. Like, they're not going to do the same thing in 5 years.
Yeah.
Let's hope not.
I'm pretty sure they will. I'm pretty sure Huntington Park is next. That city is right next door.
Huntington Park. Okay, that brings me to something.
That's little Mexico.
Something
right
that's great about LA and Huntington Park specifically is you could get anything you want in LA at any time.
True that. You can
go to Huntington Park, dude. What'd you want to say, Alejandro?
You can get a new identity in Huntington Park.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. You can get an ID. You're walking down the street on Florence and Pacific.
Exactly.
And they're all, how do you say in Spanish? Mica. Mica.
Mica.
They walk by you and they're like, Mica.
Oh.
And I don't even speak Spanish and I knew what that was. Yeah.
That's great. That's the great thing. Crackheads, anything, anybody, you can.
But you know what? You can even go to any like clinic over there. There's like 50 million of them over there. And you can get whatever drug prescription pill you want.
Oh yeah.
I need this. Oh, I'm dying. I have pain. I have anxiety. Okay. Here's
you need this. It's called a tranquilizer. Here you go.
No, I went to one. I went to one place where when I used to take the Xanax before for my anxiety like a year ago. My doctor was closed, so I went to one on down the street. I paid $25 for the visit. They were gonna sell me the pills there for another $25, but I told them no because I had a. I have a prescription card. I said I can get it for $12 at the pharmacy. But I literally like got my prescription, and I could have walked out even with the prescription without even paying for my doctor's appointment because they were so busy. They didn't even. I had to tell them, "Hey, here's my money." I was tempted to, but I was thinking, well, maybe they might cancel my prescription if I don't pay. So
that's great. Dude.
It was just funny. You know, you can go there and pay for it.
Need a DVD player? Just go down to Skid Row like around 6, right when the sun's about to go down.
Oh, and L.A. also, bootleg anything.
Yes.
Bootleg anything.
Oh, yeah, we have bootleg Girl Scout cookies.
We have bootleg Louis Vuitton. We got movies. You got anything that's expensive. We got it for you.
Oh, yes. Good call.
It may not say Ed Hardy. It may say like
Ed Hargy with the G.
Ed Hargy.
I got a bootleg movie right here.
What do you got?
Devil.
Devil. Oh, see, and it's never been released anywhere. It's just, oh, my homeboy made it. Fuck it. It's a good movie, man. You'll like it.
No, it's been released. It was M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, really? Okay. Damn. See, that's great. And you could get movies that don't come out till next year.
Actually, it was from producer M. Night Shyamalan.
And that's what it says, too, because they can't spell it. Hey, how do you spell M. Night Shyamalan? Hold on. Slow down, fucker.
Shyamalan.
Fuck it, man. I'm gonna just put it like this. Nah. Why do the bootleggers have to be Mexican? Because they are.
They are.
Yeah, they are. They
have subtitles and stuff too.
Yeah,
I used to have a guy come around like every week when I worked at Rent-A-Center.
Oh, they're everywhere. It's big business.
It was like 3 for $5, 5 for $10, or something like that.
Oh, you know what else you find in LA?
What's that?
Food on every corner, food trucks.
Yes.
You got the Rafa man and the elote man.
Oh, elotes.
But on every corner, there's like somebody cooking tacos or something.
Yep.
And they ain't got no grade A, B,
no,
or C.
Hell no. Nah. They're not even supposed to be there.
I had a friend who grew up in like by the beach, Redondo Beach, her whole life. I took her over here to LA. And she asked me, she's like, why are they on the corner like cooking food? And I'm like, what? She thought it was so weird. I didn't notice it. I'm like, what do you mean? They're selling food. That's normal, right?
What? That's classic. No, that's so true. And you can get it all. Greek, Mexican, Italian. I mean, whatever. Fucking hot dogs wrapped in with bacon.
Oh,
whoever
so
thought
good.
About that? I think that's an LA thing.
Or another thing, too, you can buy, if you're underage, you can buy cigarettes from somebody off of Florence.
Oh.
Blue Line Station. Right. There's a Mexican lady right there, the bag.
And give me a Four Locos while you're at it. You can get anything at these stores, dude.
I saw Four Locos at a liquor store over here by my house.
Yep,
they're scarce
banned.
Now, but they're still around. Go to Costco and stock up.
There you go. See?
Costco
See?
Still has them?
I don't know. I just assume because they have everything in bulks.
Well, I would think they'd be the first ones to take them down.
That's funny, dude. You could get whatever you want, and that is a plus, and I think that's why we spend so much in rent.
Because we ghetto. We from LA, bitches.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Everything you've heard is true.
I know, because when you do tell somebody you're from LA, they kind of hesitate for a second. Like, oh, right, well, right. You're rough around the edges a little, aren't you?
Yeah, you've been
and
around.
I'm like, well, yeah, I grew where up in from? LA.
Where are you from?
Yeah, you've been around the block once or eight.
Because you can also use that I live or I'm from LA to from intimidate LA. Other people.
Exactly, yeah, motherfucker.
People who aren't from there, they're like, oh, fuck. Don't.
You ever seen Colors? Right, yeah, it's true, motherfucker. You get crazy on
it. What is Colors?
It's a movie. You got to watch it. I suggest you watch it. It's on Netflix. It's a gang movie that takes place in L.A. It came out in 1988. And that movie, Rob, that soul movie is responsible for hundreds of gangs all over the country. Watch it. It's called Colors. You would like it.
I probably would not like it.
Watch it.
No.
Watch it.
Don't want to.
Better watch it, fucker.
I don't even like Cheech and Chong.
Never mind. If you don't like Cheech and Chong, never mind. Never mind then.
I don't like the movies. Tommy Chong is funny.
Never
I like
mind.
Him. He's cool.
I can't believe I just like the movie. I have never. Have you ever heard somebody say they don't like Chong?
Uh-uh.
I don't think I've ever heard those words come out of.
Get out of LA.
Mouth.
Who are you? Who are you?
Who? Yeah. Who have I? Who, is this your brother?
I don't know.
Fuck that, dude.
You know what? I've just disowned you.
Sorry. Wow.
You have whatever. To change your last name. Wait, that's already different.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Hey, another thing about LA, we all got different daddies.
Well, that's true for you and us.
Yeah, all of us. Oh,
yep.
I would say everybody in this room right now has.
Alejandro, do you have a half sibling?
Nope. See?
That
wow. Or all from the same family.
Yep. You're Mexican, right?
Why, yes, he is. What a. Wow. You're a rarity, man. You're a fucking rarity.
With a 6.5-inch penis.
Oh, according to the news show, he had to throw that in there. He had to throw that in there.
Thanks for the info.
That is a great, great fucking thing, dude. But I love living here, period. And just because we live around a bunch of assholes.
It's fine. I grew up here and
right. Would
I
you
love
seriously,
LA.
Would you want to live anywhere else?
No.
I think. Right?
I love the fact that I live in California and the fact that I live in LA. Like, I wouldn't leave LA.
I wouldn't either.
Only if they paid me a lot of money.
A lot.
And I was getting paid to do something. Yes, I'd leave LA because then I can always come back in a flight.
Exactly.
But other than that, I want to live here for the rest
exactly.
of my life.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Very
it's
true.
It's getting expensive here.
So
it
expensive,
is.
Man.
Going somewhere else, even just along the coast, maybe up higher.
Yeah. All the shit that those white guys talk about on the AM stations is sadly true. We are just paying out the ass and not getting a dying. We're not getting
Let's
shit.
Let's move to Vegas.
We're all gonna fucking die in debt, dude. I mean, sadly, we're all gonna die in debt. Period. Living here,
you know, if you just if you give up some of the amenities, you can pay a lot less, have more money.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
maybe visit.
Yeah.
The nice
exactly.
LA.
Yeah. Yeah. Come to the nice part. Once again, if there's not a website out there that shows the nice areas with the green, like, go to, and the red areas that are red that don't go to, we got to look into that. We could start a whole business, guys.
Maybe.
I bet you, if it's not out there, we would make a lot of money off of that, dude.
I think that would be an easy thing to do, too.
It would, right? Because we all know, where not to go.
Don't go
we
there.
Know,
don't
yeah.
go there. No,
we know what exits on the freeway not to get off
hey,
on.
Hey, Dusty, this whole map of LA is red.
Yeah, I know, right? This little green part that says Beverly Hills is basically the only green.
There's a blue strip that goes from the airport to, like, parts of places, but you have to take this route.
Yeah, through the hood. That's another thing. LAX is surrounded by the fucking ghetto. Staples Center, surrounded by the ghetto.
Yeah.
USC, one of the most expensive schools
surrounded
to go to.
By the ghetto.
Surrounded by the motherfucking ghetto. You walk outside of USC...
It's dangerous.
Yeah, there's like eight gangs just waiting right there. Yeah, what's that?
It's dangerous to step outside
exactly,
their walls.
Exactly, exactly. And people have this, oh, you go to USC, oh my God, the roads must be paved with gold. Nope, more like bloodstains and yeah. outlines.
And so. My teeth.
Yeah, from last night, got my shit smashed in the ground.
Oh.
So on that note, I guess we didn't have a lot of good things to say about LA, but...
I heard they're bringing another basketball game to LA. Another basketball team.
No, we don't need one. We need a football team.
I think.
Yeah, I did hear that. I did
it's
hear
coming
that too.
Soon.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I think the Lakers just were they're they playing tonight?
Because
Ryan Seacrest has tweeted, "Tough loss, Lakers fan." tweeted, whatever.
He twatted me.
I'm a twat head. I'm a tweeter head.
he twatted.
I'm addicted to tweets.
Well, on that note, when you come to LA, just don't wear red or blue.
Don't wear red or blue. Have some type of protection. Don't go out at night.
Yeah. And
remember to piss in Hollywood so you let mark your spot.
Yeah,
mark
motherfuckers.
Mark your territory.
And check us out at podtalkers.com.
RFM live at rfm.com.
Podtalkers@gmail.com.
Hey, and don't forget to tweet me at Desi Talks.
Yeah, tweet her.
And iTunes.
All right, we're going to go because Desi's been farting up a storm.
Oh, gross.
Fuck you, asshole.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.